Thank you. This is factors associated with childhood mortality in DR Congo based on the 2014 DHS survey. The research was actually done by Dr. Paul Law, and he also did the data analysis, but I'm presenting on his behalf. No commercial relationships to disclose, but I could say that this work was done in collaboration with IMA World Health. They have been working in Congo for the last 15 years with health system strengthening projects, and in collaboration with SANRU's Rural Health Program, which has been working in Congo for 35 years with health systems development, and for which I am a walking billboard today. A little background on this research. Paul Law noted that there were very few articles in PubMed from Congo linked to DHS data, only seven from the 2007 DHS survey, and no articles published relating to the 2014 survey. So that was part of his interest in using that data to look at some of the impact of the work that SANRU and IMA World Health had been having in Congo. Also on the background, it relates to the health structure of Congo. Congo is divided into 516 health zones. Congo is massive. That's like 30 times the size of Liberia. Each of those health zones is similar to a county health system with a population of about 150,000 people. Each health zone has a reference hospital. And in 34% of the cases, that reference hospital is a church-owned hospital. In fact, the National Development Plan says church hospitals generally maintain a higher level of functionality than state hospitals. In some provinces, they alone offer health care of appreciable quality. So, and in fact, the role, it's important to note, the role of the churches goes much beyond providing health care. In Congo, the reference hospital is also mandated to be the site of the health zone management team. So this means that in Congo, in fact, a third of those health zones are managed by churches on behalf of the Ministry of Health. Health zone does not have a religion. All the health zones are secular. They're owned by the government. But the government, in fact, delegates the management of that entire health zone and all the facilities within it to the reference hospital. So this got us to wondering, and this system has existed now for 35 years, whether there might be higher or lower child mortality associated with health zones that were managed by the church as opposed to those managed by the government. In 1987, we noted, for example, that vaccination coverage was significantly higher in the church-managed health zones. Consistently 15 to 20% higher immunization coverage in a health zone where under church management than under state management. So we thought we could look at the DHS data to look at that variable with respect to child mortality. The hypothesis, therefore, was that there would be a statistically significant association between childhood mortality for health zones with a church-owned reference hospital, also known as FBO, health zone management, or faith-based management. At the same time, the analysis was done for other variables, such as gender, year of birth, parity, rural-urban environment, maternal BMI, province, bed net use, wealth index, and a number of wives, to see whether those also were what their association was. The DHS 2014 data was used following its guidelines for weighting in order to construct a logistic regression model for death by five-year-olds as the outcome variable, and along with the previously mentioned independent variables that you see here. Individual Kaplan-Meier survival curves were used for exploration. That's a technique where you can develop a population probability curve of survival based on sample surveys. And the analysis included children under the age of 60 months at the time of the interview. What we found were two groups of significant and not significant associations. On the significant side, the results that were found to be statistically significant were parity, province compared to Kinshasa being the index province. These other provinces of Bandundu, Equateur, Kasai Oriental, and the Kivus were found to be statistically different. The DHS wealth index and maternal age were all statistically significant in their association. The other variables we found to be a trend towards significance, but they did not reach the level of statistical significance, and that included the variable on FBO health zone management. It was strongly associated with that, but not statistically significant, along with gender and the other variables that you see there, urban, rural, year of birth, bed net use, etc. Here we have the Kaplan-Meier survival curve for the health zones. Let me go back here. I missed one point. This map shows the DHS clusters. DHS survey was done with about 400 different randomly chosen clusters. And normally that is associated, allowing analysis by region. In this case, what we did was, using the GPS coordinates of those GPS clusters, we were able to identify in which health zone the cluster occurred and whether that health zone was managed by a church group or not. So what we found was out of 314 health zones that were sampled, 111 of those health zones were under church management, which was 35% of the health zones surveyed, and which equals the national average. So this is the one curve that results from the analysis of looking at the church-owned hospitals. The red line shows probability of survival in health zones with a church hospital. The blue line, survival in health zones without a church hospital. You can see there's consistently a higher probability of survival, but it is not statistically significant. The conclusion of that is that we can say things like parity is predictive of higher mortality, no surprise. Several provinces perform better than the index province of Kinshasa. Factors of wealth and maternal age are significantly associated with mortality. On the other hand, FBO management, gender, bed net use, trended towards showing significance but did not reach statistical significance. We had hoped to be able to also do this analysis with the data from the 2007 DHS. However, we found that it wasn't as easy as we thought it would be. The data from 2014 is not compatible with the data from 2007, and it really would have required redoing the entire analysis. We ran out of time for that. Personally, I think my new hypothesis is that the 2007 data would show us a higher significance of association with FBO management, but that remains a hypothesis to be tested at another time. Thank you.